USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An armed man who shot at police in the tiny South Texas town of Uvalde before hiding in an elementary school is in custody. Witnesses describe a chaotic scene which started as a chase with the Border Patrol.
I know I heard more than four gunshots, and then I could hear police officers shooting back as well.
At one point, he says students were being evacuated from the elementary school through a window. Uvalde is between San Antonio and the border. The Senate Minority Leader is defending new voting laws in Republican-led states.
There's no effort anywhere in America, in any state in America, to suppress voting.
Speaking to reporters, Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell citing record levels of voter turnout in Georgia's primary elections. He said the new laws make it harder to cheat while ensuring it's easier to vote. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're learning more details about the deaths of three Americans in the Bahamas.
Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. On May 6, a couple identified as Michael Phillips and Robbie Phillips of Tennessee and Vincent Sorella of Florida were found deceased in their rooms next to each other. No further details were given at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than 39 million people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. Many of those will be by air, where Hopper consumer travel expert Lindsay Schwimmer says fares are up 30% from 2 years ago.
We've seen jet fuel prices risen dramatically in this past 6 months, and that's having a contribution on overall airfare prices.
The vast majority of travelers, some 35 million, will be on the roads, a predicted 8% increase over 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House insists the United States' policy on Taiwan has not changed regarding strategic ambiguity, even though President Joe Biden said recently that the United States will defend Taiwan with force if China attacks them. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News that President Biden's message is muddled.
The best way to deter a war over Taiwan before it happens is strategic clarity, to make it absolutely clear that the United States will come to Taiwan's aid.
A state's former top cop is finding herself in the big house.
The former attorney general of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Some millionaires are calling for higher taxes on themselves. The group known as Patriotic Millionaires is calling on the World Economic Forum to make it happen. Actor Mark Ruffalo among the notables who signed the open letter saying, "Tax us, the rich, and tax us now." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.